Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. I am one of your hostesses, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a spiritual healer, a channel, an author, a speaker, and a teacher. And my whole purpose in life is all about helping people find the joy within and the freedom to live their lives the way they truly desire for their lives to be. And so many years ago, I met this amazing woman named DC Love. And DC has definitely changed my life. And she's brought me so much light, love, and awareness that I didn't even know was possible. And so now DC Love and I do this show, and we do a show on Tuesday and Thursday mornings as well. But I'm going to let DC Love tell you about her and her magical self. So here is DC Love.
Yes, can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes, now I can.
Awesome. Well, as you were giving that beautiful intro, I actually saw Lucy and Ethel.
Oh, boy.
And then what I got was Lucy saying, I prefer hanging out with crazy people. So I guess that's you and I, Barbara. And as long as they know they're crazy, you know, that's cool. It's the ones that think they're sane that now they're the problem. And the first time I saw Lucy and Ethel, when we were together doing a show, I envisioned the show where Lucy and Ethel were trying to eat all the chocolates that were going down the conveyor belt, and the chocolates kept coming faster and faster. And I stuck, I think, about 10 chocolates in my mouth. I had chocolate drool rolling down my face. And Barbara, you opened up the top of your blouse, and you were stuffing the chocolates down there. So, so it's kind of crazy, but it's also amazing. And when we get together, magic really happens. So I'm so blessed to be here, and I'm here, you know, just to help people in a loving way. And you know, that's what I do. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the short version of DC Love.
Oh, well, thank you, DC. And now we
thank
will
you,
go
Barb.
To our callers. And remember, if you call in and you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, we just assume that you're there to listen, and we just leave you alone. So let's go to the caller from area code 918. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you guys?
Karen. Oh, we're doing great. How are you, hon?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm kind of busy. I had all kinds of issues going on lately, and so I just wondered if there were any messages from my angels.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, the first thing I'm getting is you and I have learned the song of love, and we will sing it well. The song is ageless, passed on, heart to heart by those who have seen what we see and know what we know, and lovers who have sung before our love is ours, to have and to share. The miracle is this, the more we share, the more we have. And where did that come from?
Oh, so beautiful. I know that was Lenny who said that.
That was your beautiful guide, Lenny. Yes, yes. And Karen, he is with you, along with the rest of your divine team. So I hope that you are allowing them to come in. You are listening to their messages.
Yes.
Okay, and Lenny wants you to know that he loves you and that you are really unique. You have these amazingly unique qualities, and they're really, really important to your life's purpose. And Karen, it's okay to feel and be different from others, okay?
Okay.
So that is, you know, that is the first thing that he is wanting to tell you. Okay.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Please don't try to fit in. You're not meant to fit in, Karen. You're meant to stand out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So Lenny is there, and he's gathering around you with the rest of your beautiful divine team, and they're really helping you to make your dreams come true, Karen.
Oh, that's
okay?
Great.
And at this time, they're actually helping to boost your self-esteem as well. Okay? And
okay.
They're helping you to really open your heart a little bit more and to help you to see that you are this amazing person and all the unique qualities that you have, all the talent, all the gifts. And you may feel this sooner than you think. And Lenny is handing you a set of keys, Karen, and they're the keys to your success.
Oh, that's
okay?
Great.
That you've had some projects like sort of on the back burner, and he's showing me the back burner of the stove, Karen.
Okay.
And he's now time to put those, you know, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dreams of yours on the front burner. Okay? It's time to do what you love. Okay? And what I'm getting is he's going to, you know, bring in someone, he and Archangel Michael, someone to help you just at the time that you need them most, okay?
Okay.
So what's going on with you that there's like a little bit of difficulty at this time?
I have some very difficult decisions that I have to make, and I'm not sure what to do about them. They're kind of private, but I can say one thing, that I have to decide between Springfield and Tulsa.
Okay, because, I'm getting that Lenny is saying, you've got to listen to your heart, okay, Karen?
Yeah.
Just listen to your heart, okay? And he's talking about, you know, life is like a garden. There are perfect moments that you can have but not preserved except in your memory. Okay? So you've got to just connect with those beautiful moments during this time. And the reason you called in is because you do need a little healing, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, after amazing healing, you're going to see that all this positive energy begins to surround you and happiness awaits you, okay?
Okay.
So in the meantime, please, you know, be good to yourself and please be gentle, Karen, okay?
Okay.
And Lenny is saying the reason he read that quote, he asked me to read the quote, actually, about a life as a garden.
Oh, yeah.
Because he did have a... He had another message. He's saying, Karen, sometimes friends or family, they can be like weeds in your garden as well. Okay?
Right.
And the weeds that are there, they're sort of taking up space, and they're taking up nutrients that should go to the beautiful flowers or the vegetables, whatever you planted.
Uh-huh.
And they sort of, you know, they take everything out of the soil. And then all those beautiful plants that you put there, they can't grow as well. So at this time, he's saying, remove anything from your garden that affects your ability to thrive and to grow. And let these people that bring life, let them compete in someone else's garden, hon. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, are there people that are, you know, sort of like they're not helping you to thrive and grow?
I think there's someone who's very confused about how to help me, and she's trying, but I think she's not really, she doesn't know how to help. and that may be one of the issues I have, is with this person, and she thinks that I should hide from everybody. And I think perhaps that's what we're talking about here, maybe.
Okay, well, we don't want you to hide, and that's a big for sure, okay? All those beautiful, you know, talents that you have, they're a gift from our Creator, okay? And you're here to use those beautiful gifts and to share them with the world. And Archangel Michael is with you to really go forward fearlessly and connect with all the beautiful talents that you have. And Karen, you have an important life purpose to do while you're here. And this is a time of freedom for you that is upcoming. It's a time of happiness. It's a time of expansion. Okay? And this is also a time that you're starting to learn something new.
Okay.
Okay? If you're thinking about taking maybe like a new course of study or a new hobby, maybe visiting somewhere,
I think even considering
a job.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I'm just the big decision I have is where will I go, and so if I choose one, it may be difficult to go back and decide to go to a different place instead, and I'm not sure if I should. In one, there's a lady, and the other place, there's a man, and they're both equally distant, essentially, and I haven't met either of them, but either of them may help me. And so I'm just wondering which might be best, and I can maybe talk about...
Help you to make that decision. They're going to help you to just, you know, to let go of the fear, to become a little bit more balanced so that you can make the right decision, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're going to have the security and the stability to do this. And you're sort of out of balance a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, Karen, take a moment and reflect on your life and think about changes that are going to bring harmony and balance back into your life, okay, in reference to your question.
Okay.
Okay? You need to be a little bit more grounded and a little bit more balanced. And the angels are here, and they're saying, Karen, also, you know, you've got to be a little bit more gentle with yourself and learn, you know, learn from your past lessons. But
right.
Your angels are very close. Archangel Michael is standing right next to you. And watch that are around you that are trying to dim your beautiful light. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because there are others that are there that are trying to dim your light. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yes, because at this time, as you are connecting with us, you are in a time of transition. You're like this beautiful plant, and there's like new little leaves and buds coming out. And, you know, with the soil being drained, you also feel drained. Sometimes you feel confused. You need to recharge, you know, and you as a plant, you need to have, like, beautiful soil to give you all those nutrients. And you need to stay away from people that sort of, you know, they stop you from growing, okay?
Okay.
Don't let those people hold back. Allow yourself, you know, to be strong and to grow, and you will see how you're going to flourish, just like a beautiful plant, you know, that has sunshine and water and the right conditions. It's going to flourish, and so will you, okay?
Okay.
I mean, we've had a cold, we're in the spring season. During the winter, that was a time to just, like, pause and reflect, okay?
Right.
And sort of like at that time, you know, a lot of us just put everything on the back burner and we wait for the new season, okay?
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, you've had a time to rest, you've had a time to recharge. now is the time to get ready to go forward, Karen. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to make sure that you're taking care of you, okay? Because this new phase of your life is just around the corner. And when, you know, when you receive the healing tonight, you're going to connect with this new phase, and there's going to be health, there's going to be happiness. This is going to be a time of learning. It's going to be a time of recovery, okay? And,
okay.
And a time to reflect and really remember that we don't want to connect with people that sort of like bring us down and drain us, okay? And the
okay.
angels are walking with you, okay? And
okay.
just keep thinking about the light that shines brightly within you. You have the power to go forward, and don't let anyone bring you down. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a beautiful healing, my friend.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
God bless you.
Barbara, God bless you, hon.
Okay, Karen, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so simply repeat after
okay.
me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I choose to have clarity.
Dear innate, I choose to have clarity.
Dear innate, I know I make good choices.
Dear innate, I know I make good choices.
Dear innate, I am guided to what is best for me.
Dear innate, I am guided to what is best for me.
Dear innate, other people do not run my life.
Dear innate, other people do not run my life.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Can you repeat that one, please?
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, my heart is open to love.
Dear innate, my heart is open to love.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
And just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Okay. That feels great. Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to see if you're going to say anything about where you should go to. You're saying the choice is really up to you. You'll gain no matter which one you choose. So follow your heart. If there's one that feels more right to you, then choose that one.
Okay. Anything
else?
You
can't screw it up. You can't get it wrong. So, you know, just go with the flow of it.
Okay.
I see.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else they want to say to you?
Well, I guess I'm wondering if there's apparently there's no real bad vibrations or feelings about wherever I might end up going, that kind of thing.
No, I don't feel anything bad about it, no matter which one you choose.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's just a matter
thank
of you deciding which one really resonates with you.
Great, thank you.
You're going to have the security, too, that you need, and you're not going to be anxious like you are now, okay?
Okay.
So please just allow yourself to know that you will make a great decision. And I have to ask you before I let you go, did you read my last post that I put on Facebook? I put it in the Sacred Embers group. That's our group. And also I posted it on my Facebook page. And what I posted was I went out for pizza. Did you see that?
I've been on
well,
and
I went
off
out for pizza
all day
earlier.
Long.
Okay,
I'll
so I went
look.
Out for pizza before I got to the show. That's why
oh,
we're a little bit late tonight.
Yeah.
And I had two toppings. I had two toppings on my pizza. So whoever
yeah, actually,
can get the two toppings, go ahead.
I was thinking about that. I wondered about, I couldn't decide between pepperoni and sausage or pepperoni and mushrooms. And I think it's because
okay,
of,
well,
you know,
it,
that's the kind
guess,
of thing I used to.
Okay, well, just guess, because whoever is right, if they call in they're right, they get a yearly reading. So what is your guess?
Oh, I'm going to go with the mushrooms and pepperoni.
Okay, you were close, but not quite right. Thank you, Karen. Almost.
You're welcome.
Have a great night, hon.
Okay, and God bless you both. Good night.
God bless
you too, sweetheart.
Good night.
Okay.
Okay, do you see? We are moving to our next caller from area code 8. Hold on. I just pushed the wrong one. Area code 860.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What
Hi.
Can we do for you today?
I'm good. I saw DC's post and I wanted to call.
Okay, so what is your guess?
Pizza toppings?
I think that it's chicken and mushroom.
Nope.
No.
That's okay, because you know what? You still win a free reading right now. We're here to help you, and if you need a healing, that's what you're going to get too. So you can never lose by calling in.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is actually Laura Chapman, DC.
You know what? I wasn't going there. I was just letting it go. How you doing, Laura, one of our admins?
I'm doing good. I'm actually, Dan, come here. I'm actually having my fiancé get on and ask a question.
Awesome.
For himself.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, because I always
fiancé.
Call in for different things. So, and he's never
okay.
had a meeting, so.
Well, let him have a reading, and that works.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your
Do we
name?
Have your first name?
Dan.
Dan?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Dan. Thank you for joining us this evening. The first thing I want to ask you, do you want to guess what I had on my pizza? I had two toppings.
Pineapple and ham.
Nope. Do you have another question?
Can I just have a basic reading?
Yeah, my goodness. It's always our pleasure, hon. Okay. Well, let's see what the angels have to say for you tonight, Dan. Okay. Let's see. They're looking, and I'm trying to see what they want to show me. They're excited that you're here is what I'm thinking, first of all. Okay,
yeah.
So, Dan, getting there's something major coming your way. Are you expecting anything to change in a really big, 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 big way?
Yeah, I'm getting married in a little bit more than a month.
Whoa. Well, that must be what they're talking about. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
That is so amazing. And the angels are just, they're clapping their hands. They just feel like that is such a transition, but it's a step in the right direction. But I'm also getting as well that, you, like Laura, you too have an amazing spiritual side to yourself. I don't know if you connect with that side as Laura does.
Laura thinks I'm psychic, but I haven't really done much.
You know what? You have beautiful, beautiful, amazing gifts, and those beautiful gifts are part of your divine purpose and, the path that you were on. I'm getting that you're a very, very wise soul, and you're really here to share, everything that you know with others. And it may take Laura helping you to really, to see how amazing you are. You're very gifted. okay? Do you connect with people presently and really, like, help them with all different situations?
Can you repeat that, please? Sorry.
Do you connect with people, like, presently? Do they come for you, like, do they come to you for advice and different things? Because I feel like people really respect you. They respect your opinion.
Yeah, they do that. I'm usually one of the first people that they talk to because I listen
to them because
and help
your
them out.
Yes, your opinion means so much to them. So you are already, you know, starting to serve your life purpose. You are there. You're counseling others, and at times you're teaching others. And you're going to just, you know, you're going to get onto that path, and you're going to do what you do even more, Dan. Okay?
Yeah.
The angels are asking that you stay positive. Use, you know, only positive thoughts. And, you know, try to use positive words and see things, like, really in a positive way, because what you are doing is you're creating the life that you're desiring, okay? And when you're staying positive, like Laura does, she has one of the most amazing vibrations. And when you're in that state, your vibration is at an amazing frequency, okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, you know what, if you need to stay positive or to think about that, just think of Laura, look at Laura, and you're going to, you know, be in that beautiful energy as well.
Okay?
I'm getting, you may have been a little bit too hard on yourself lately. And the angels are saying, please, Dan, don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay.
And the angels are asking Laura to give you a big, beautiful hug right now, and that's going to help to raise your vibration, okay?
Okay.
So they want her to give you a hug. And not only are you getting married, are you also thinking about maybe changing careers?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it on and off.
Okay, well, that is going to be coming to you as well. It is on the horizon. What is it that brings you joy? What is it that you love to do that brings you all this beautiful joy?
Helping
people. Because when you do what you love, the money will follow. So what is it that you've been thinking about?
Bowling and maybe being a counselor and helping people going through struggles.
You definitely have counseling skills. And this is sort of like a divine directive. It is time to change, you know, employment. And I'm also getting, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea, maybe not like full-time, but part-time even, to start to really to do things like on your own, self-employment. Have you considered part-time maybe a little bit of self-employment?
Yeah, I'd considered it a little bit.
Okay, because that would be an option that would work out well for you, okay? And Dan, I'm getting, like, you have a very sensitive nature. And when you're around harsh energy, you just don't function properly.
Yeah, that's true, because I have a couple coworkers that are just really negative energy, and that always brings me down.
Right. So it is time to, like, try to, you know, like, to think about getting away from that energy, because you deserve to have that beautiful vibration and to really feel good. And sometimes it would even be beneficial if you would actually, you know, leave your cell phone maybe in a desk or something like that. Turn off any kind of electrical device. Walk away from a computer. Turn off a television. And just get outside in nature, okay? Because that's really going to help you. All of those, you know, those things like the, like I said, the computer, the phone, the TV, they're all draining to you as well, okay?
Okay.
And don't take what others say too personally, okay? And
yeah.
I'm getting you've got to learn to set boundaries, Dan.
Yeah.
Boundaries are really important. And another thing is, are you getting enough of restful sleep?
No, I usually only get like 4 hours of sleep every day. Because I work second shift, and then I usually wake up early in the morning.
Yeah, because I'm getting your body is not rested properly, and it's really vital to your, you know, overall well-being to have that rest, okay?
Okay.
And as well, you know, all of your angels, your guides, your loved ones on the other side, they've actually been connecting with you while you're asleep. Have you been remembering your dreams?
No, I haven't remembered any of my dreams for the past.
Okay, because you're really getting a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, and, you know, messages of love from, you know, your family on the other side. But, you know, if you're waking up and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I just felt like I'm a mess, I'm tired, it actually could mean that you've got a second job that you don't know about, Dan. You're working while you're sleeping, okay? So you are busy. You're busy during your waking state. You're busy during your sleeping state, okay? And the stuff that you're doing while you're asleep is actually helping you to realize what is ahead of you, to realize your purpose, to realize your potential, okay? So before you go to bed, ask your angels to help you to get, you know, restful sleep. And tell them, say, you know what, I need at least 7 hours of restful sleep. And, you know, meditate a little bit if you can during the day. Take a couple minutes here and there and meditate, okay?
Okay.
And it will help you to really feel better, okay? And what I'm getting is, you know, you sometimes don't realize how powerful you are. And you can use, you know, this beautiful power to first to help yourself and then to help others. And do not let others take away your power. Sometimes when they say something, Dan, they take away your power. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't allow it. Okay?
Okay.
You've got a fine team, you know, that is surrounding you, and they're not going to let this happen. Okay? And I'm getting the word miracle around you. And just, you know, believe in yourself. And Dan, do you exercise, hon?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I am getting maybe like a little bit of exercise would do you good as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be anything major, but just start and just do a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, and the angels are wanting you to know that, you know, some people believe that life should be hard, and that's just really crazy. Life shouldn't be hard, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and let me see what else they have for you. I think there might be another message. Okay, so I am getting the word miracle around you again. I feel like you have a little bit more stress than you should have, okay? And there is a fine team around you, and just know that miracles happen, and we're going to do a little bit of a healing in a couple seconds, and this is going to be one of the miracles that you just, all you had to do was say, hello, my name is Dan, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to feel better, okay? So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and we're going to let the healing begin, Dan, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Barbara.
Okay, Dan, we are going to have a conversation with your innate body. That's I-N-N-A-T-E. And to do that, you are going to repeat the phrases that I say. So just repeat exactly what I say and say it out loud so that your innate body knows that you want this to happen to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, other people no longer control me.
Dear innate, I no longer let people control me.
Dear innate, other people's moods do not affect me.
Dear innate, I do not let other people's moods affect me.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I do what feels right to my heart.
Dear Nate, I do what feels right to my heart.
Dear Nate, I put myself first.
Dear Nate, I put myself first.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be of service to others.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to do service to others.
Dear Nate, I do not ever need to fix anyone.
Dear Nate, I do not ever need to fix one.
Dear Nate, no one needs to fix me.
Dear Nate, everyone needs to fix me.
No, no one needs to fix you.
Dear Nate, no one needs to fix me.
Dear Nate, I know who I am.
Dear Nate, I know who I am.
Dear Nate, I am open to change.
Dear Nate, I am open to change.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels good.
Good, wonderful. And Archangel Michael is with us, and he wants to use his wonderful chakra cleaning liquid. So if it's okay with you, he's going to pour that in through your crown chakra and have it go down and clear out all of your chakras. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. And just take a nice deep breath, and he's doing that now. So your guides are saying it is time for you to stand in your power and to really do the things that you know are right in your life. And you don't need to keep putting things off and waiting until. It's okay for you to start being who you really are and doing the work that really resonates with you, starting right now. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for calling, and we hope that you and Laura have an absolutely gorgeous wedding and a happy life together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. And we are now moving to caller from area code 318. Hi, who's this?
Hi there, my name is Antoinette.
Hello, Antoinette. What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to see about having a basic reading and just kind of wanting to know where I'm heading in life and maybe see if I can get some answers to some things.
Okay. Do you have particular things you want to ask about? How we usually get the answer.
Okay. Really, just as far as career, I currently own several businesses. So I'm just to the point now of wanting to know if I need to continue on that path or doing something a little bit differently. I've had just more of an awakening on this within the last year. So I'm looking to just do a little bit more things as it relates to that. And I just kind of just need a little bit of direction.
Okay. All right. Let's see what DC has for you first.
Okay.
Hi, Antoinette. It's very nice to connect with you.
Hi.
Okay. The first thing that I'm getting is you've got to let go of any fears and insecurities that you're holding on to. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and you've got to also let go of the need to have approval from others, okay?
Okay.
You have the ability to make, amazing decisions, okay? I'm getting you could use a little bit more relaxation with those that you love, some good friendships, family members. And really just, you know, reconnect. Maybe you haven't connected with some of them in a while. Okay. Is there any issues with maybe siblings or parents or something? Because I'm getting like around you somewhere, there's like a need for a healing.
There may be something as far as maybe some family members, maybe.
Okay. Is it with a woman?
I'm
picking a possible a woman. Someone that might be like a little bit powerful, like it's sort of like trying to control. This person is like controlling a little bit.
Yes, there is someone that has been like that, but I've kind of gravitated away from that person because they were more negative. So they're kind of toxic for me, so I've kind of gravitated away from them.
Okay. Well, even though that you're gravitating away, there's still a need for a little bit of a healing, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And in regard to, like, you know, like you're saying your businesses and different things like that, I feel like, you know, like, I feel a little bit, when you said that, I felt a little bit overwhelmed, hon, okay?
Yes, I'm very overwhelmed.
Yeah, and that's what I felt like immediately, okay?
Yes.
You've got to look at things rationally and remove the emotional reaction, okay?
Yes.
And try to stay positive. Put those good intentions out to the universe, and it does bring back positivity. And, you know, as long as you've got a good plan, that's really helpful. And, you know, being prepared is one of the things that you always want to do. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about, like, some other kind of work? Because I sort of see, like, I don't know what you do, but I sort of see you stepping to the side and you're thinking about something else.
Yes, I have been thinking about several other opportunities.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting as well. Okay. Are you afraid to speak your truth with others? Because I sort of feel, when I ask that, I feel your throat tightens a little bit. Okay?
Yes.
You can speak to others in powerful yet loving, hon. And Antoinette, this is
right,
your time. You've got to be to speak your truth and not let it frighten you, okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing there's angels around you, your guides. They're all there, and they're going to help you to speak strongly. But as you do, you're going to speak lovingly. And when you do this, you're not going to have any kind of miscommunication. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And this is to help to really allow you to, you know, feel good about what you have to say. You're going to say what you need. Who do you need to have a serious talk with?
I think I need to have a talk probably with, several people, well, a couple of women in my family.
Okay, and it starts with you. You've got to just accept yourself right here, right now, as you are, and your life just the way it is, before you can go forward and before you can heal it, okay? So acceptance is going to be the key that's going to help you move forward. Okay?
Okay, yes.
You've called in because this is your time to heal. And accept your journey as it is so far. Okay? Sometimes things didn't turn out the way you'd like to turn out, but right now, you know, you've just got to accept everything, and you've got to start by loving you. You've got to say, you know, I accept myself. I honor myself. I love myself and really mean it. And when you do say that, let these words just, you know, vibrate throughout your entire body and help you to move forward. So this is a time of healing, Antoinette. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for some healing, okay?
Okay, yes.
God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, Antoinette, we're going to do some of those Dear Innate statements, so just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
dear innate, it is safe for me to be vulnerable.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be vulnerable.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to open my heart to others.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to open my heart to others.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I am ready to make changes in my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to make changes in my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to make changes.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to make changes.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to put myself first.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to put myself first.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to say the things I need to say.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to say the things that I need to say.
Dear innate, I recognize that I have the right to be heard.
Dear innate, I recognize I have the right to be heard.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to speak the truth.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to speak the truth.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am worthy.
Dear innate, I am worthy.
Dear innate, I deserve a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I deserve a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I see the beauty within me.
Dear innate, I see the beauty that is in me.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all anxiety.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels good.
They're showing me that there are times that come up in your life when you really don't say what you want to say. You start thinking, oh, that person might get upset or hurt or whatever the excuses are. And they're saying it's time to stop doing that. Because when you are speaking your truth, that is all you are doing. The other person's reaction is not your business. You have no control over how anybody else is going to react. So if you are speaking the truth from your heart and it feels like it's the right time for you to do that, then you should do that.
Okay.
And just let it go. Don't make it into, one of those situations where you've got to think about it and analyze it and, you know, take the dead horse and beat it some more like that's actually going to do any good. It's
right.
It's time for you to recognize that you have the right to say your truth. And
I mean, that resonates.
Big thing for you. Yeah. And when you do this, it's going to bring a lot of change into your life. And this looks like good change. You're going to start letting go of a lot of things that you really don't really care about anyway. So there's really no need for you to hang on to them. And start creating a life that you actually love. And they're saying it's time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And
thanks
Antoinette,
for calling.
Don't go yet. Don't leave us just yet. Do you want to guess what I had on my pizza? What were the two toppings?
pepperoni and sausage?
Nope. Well, thank you for calling in. And stay connected with us, Antoinette. Thank you.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Have a blessed evening, hon.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to our next caller from area code 904. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tink. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Kate?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted any general information is fine.
Ooh, your energy around you is saying no. She's really got questions. But if you just say general, then that is what we will give you. But if you ask the questions, you can get answers to them.
And, Kate, this is D.C. I don't know if you like Lucille Ball because I was, like, you know, laughing. I saw Lucille Ball at the beginning of the show, and Lucy connects with us on our shows. But I feel like Lucy, when you said that, her eyes just, like, opened up, and she's saying that you actually need a hug right now.
I do.
Yeah, that's what she showed me. And Spirit Barbara is actually going crazy with Kate here. If I lose you, I'll call back because I don't know what you did, Kate, but wow, like Spirit is like losing it here. Oh my gosh. It's just incredible. Totally, totally incredible. Things are just like going wacky here.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit.
So where is like all this anxiety, frustration, fear, doubt, and believing that you can't have, you know, the life of your dreams? Where's all this coming from?
I know it has to do with the way I grew up. Those things that are, I think it's with my mother, the relationship with my mother, that and some of those I guess habits. Those subconscious habits are still there of lack,
okay.
I think.
Kate, are you ready to let go of all of that? Because it clearly doesn't serve you.
Definitely ready, but I think it starts with me speaking my truth. And I'm having a hard time with that a little bit.
Okay, so with a little bit of a beautiful healing, you're going to be ready to, you know, to let go and connect with the life of your dreams and truly finally be free. How does that sound?
It sounds awesome. I'm ready.
Okay. Barbara?
Okay. Well, let's see what they want to help you let go of. So repeat after me. Dear Renate, I release the programming from my youth.
Dear Renate, I release the programming from my youth.
Dear Renate, I release the beliefs from past lives that keep me quiet.
Dear Renate, I release the habit.
The beliefs from past lives that keep me quiet.
The beliefs from past life. What?
Dear Renate, I accept that I am strong.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am strong.
Dear Renate, I accept that I have things to say.
Dear Renate, I accept that I have things to say.
Dear Renate, I accept that people will listen to me.
Dear Renate, I accept that people will listen to me.
Dear Renate, I no longer need to hide my truth.
Dear Renate, I no longer have to hide my truth.
Dear Renate, I freely speak my truth.
Dear Renate, I freely speak my truth.
Dear Renate, I fully live my life.
Dear Renate, I fully live my life.
Dear Renate, I am powerful.
Dear Renate, I am powerful.
Dear Renate, I am wonderful.
Dear Renate, I am wonderful.
Dear Nate, I am filled with God.
Dear Nate, I am filled with God.
Dear Nate, nothing can stop me.
Dear Nate, nothing can stop me.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Nate, I do not need to make excuses.
Dear Nate, I do not need to make excuses.
Dear Nate, this is my choice.
Dear Nate, this is my choice.
Dear Nate, this is my creation.
Dear Nate, this is my creation.
Dear Nate, I stand in my glory.
Dear Nate, I stand in my glory.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Much better. Much better. Thank you.
You are welcome. And you get out there and you speak that truth because it's time. Some of those people have been waiting a long time to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, okay. Will do. You guys have a great night.
Thank
you too.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is the beautiful Helena.
Hi, you guys. Let me get my other thing on. How you doing? Yeah,
we're doing great.
Helena.
How about you?
Hi. So you definitely had mushrooms, but maybe it's mushrooms and onions.
You got it. You won a free reading, Helena.
How do you like that, Barbara?
Oh, God,
that's funny. No, I just felt mushrooms so strongly. It is. It really is. I felt mushrooms so strongly. And then with not strongly, but then I just mushrooms and onions. And then, of course, I was doubting that. But then it's like, yeah, mushrooms and onions.
What? And Ginger saying, girlfriend, strap yourself in and get ready for the ride of a lifetime because you have won a yearly reading. So that rocks.
A yearly one? Boy, you're serious here. That's amazing.
It's April. It'll go from April to April, and it'll give you a little insight for each month.
It'll be
really cool.
Very cool.
Yes.
Funny.
And I hear Ginger say, Mom, I didn't tell Helena, I promise. I told you I'd keep it a secret what you had on your pizza. I did. I'm saying, are you sure, Ginger, because I know you love Helena. She's saying, no, Mom, I didn't.
I wasn't talking to no dog, even sweet little Ginger.
Oh.
Although I do talk to dogs all the time on the street, and they look at me and they, like, I've got an affinity with them. The other night I was walking home and it was really late, and there were deer by the Burger King parking lot, and I was talking to them, and they were getting it, too. It was really cool.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
That is awesome, awesome. So what's going on tonight, Helena?
Well, got a question about the radio station and my radio show. My scheduling went from bad to worse. And it just seems I have a very poor rapport in getting anything I want with the program director. And I wonder if you have any insight to that. I'm very frustrated, and it seems hard. And I probably shouldn't have complained about my first spot, but it was just really difficult with where I live. And I actually slept on the floor for over 2 years in order to do my show live. It's not like I haven't been committed or should be. I have been, still am, but I'm getting a little.
Well, Ginger is saying, you know, Helena, like with all of that going on, it's time to really face your fears. Like you said, you've been sleeping where you've been sleeping for quite some time, you know.
Well, no, I'm not anymore.
No. But so it was time to really, like, you know, like to face your fears with that. And let go of that anxiety and know that better things are going to come to you. Okay, there's nothing to worry about. And everything is going to get better from here. Okay, so it's, you know, what may seem like, you know, something that may have been a bad thing, actually it'll turn out to be something a little bit better for you. I'm getting, you know, having the courage and trusting yourself and sort of like flying solo is what Ginger's saying.
What,
so
pretty
maybe,
much do.
Go ahead.
I pretty
okay.
much do fly solo, and I'm looking for ways. Matter of fact, I just sent an email as far as like probably even trying to record from home and doing stuff away from there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because then you're saying, you know, this is going to be so much better for you. Okay. And there's going
mm-hmm.
to be good news coming your way, something maybe that you've been hoping for.
Okay.
Okay. Follow your heart, Helena, with all of this. Follow your heart. And it's like your dreams are coming to fruition, okay? I'm
Yay.
Getting the word success. I'm getting happiness. Okay. And you have these amazing leadership qualities. Okay, and that's what's going to
mm-hmm.
lead to success. Okay, you've got everything it takes to really make it, okay?
Okay.
Focus on, you know, what your goals are and, like, really, you know, like, see them coming to fruition. And I'm getting you're going to be able to, you know, to get where you want to be. And the impossible is possible with Helena is what Ginger's saying, okay?
Okay.
So you are, you know, you are able to really go forward and do what it is that you've been wanting to do, Helena. Okay?
That's
and don't be surprised
awesome.
While you're sleeping, not on the floor, but while you're sleeping that, you know, that you don't have an epiphany or two, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have this amazing flash, and you're going to say, like, oh, my gosh. You're going to have more clarity than you've ever had, okay? You're going to feel like now I really am in control. I can make these decisions. I know which way I'm heading. I'm going to be happy, and you will be happy. And Ginger's singing the song, I can see clearly now the rain has gone.
Thanks, Ginger.
So she's
okay.
singing that. And this is a time that, you know, like really you're starting a brand new chapter of your life, Helena. Okay.
Yeah.
And this chapter is so beautiful, filled with miracles. And just put out to the universe what it is that you've been wanting. And then you're saying, girlfriend, this is your time. Embrace it. Be happy.
Okay.
This is your time to go forward and do what you've always wanted, you know, to do.
Okay.
She's, you know, it's really a good thing, so.
All right. Do you get anything about if things will get better for me at the station? I mean, that's only one part of what I do, but, or just keep doing what I'm doing, which I do keep doing what I'm doing, and let it all be and fall where it's going to fall.
I'm going, you will, you know, you will do well. It may be like a little bit bumpy at first, but you're going to do well. It may not happen like immediately, but it will happen. That it'll turn out for your highest and your best.
With the station.
Okay.
With, yeah.
Yeah. And Archangel, I'm trying to see which one is. Okay. Archangel Gabriel is coming forward.
Oh, cool.
And it's, you know, and I'm getting the word miracles with Archangel Gabriel. And something is coming about, and you'll find it really soon.
Oh, good.
Okay. So just,
that,
you know, hang in
okay.
there. Just stay positive, Helena. You're doing a great job. And it was a time for change for you, okay?
All
and
right.
this is a time to, like, sort of, like, refocus on Helena.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's time to just, you know, be thankful and just to go forward.
Can I ask you two other things?
Sure.
Is it a time for miracles? Is it only career or is it across the board? A lot of things that I've been wishing for.
Okay. Well, the first thing Ginger is saying, make sure you're connecting with your passion, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
I
when
am.
You're doing something that you enjoy, you're going to see the money start coming in. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is a magical time, Ginger Saint. It's going to be filled with surprises in all areas of your life. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Have you been
good.
Having, like, really good dreams, like, that are really sort of giving you, like, little, you know, little tidbits of how to move forward, Helena? Because I'm getting your dreams are filled with a lot of information these days.
They are. I don't know that I'm kind of getting it and sussing it out, though, but they're there. I'm not on top of them. I don't know,
well,
but I do feel kind of
you're
led.
Saying that, like, timing is everything, and it's sort of like the universe is giving you this major shove to get you where you need to be. Okay.
Oh, yay.
So she's,
yeah.
In a manner of speaking, you may have been putting things off. And really, you have to, you know, you have to connect with those dreams.
Okay.
And know that this is a time, okay? You've got a lot of new ideas. And,
yeah.
You know, let those lead to great things. Because your life is moving in the direction you desire, Helena. Okay?
Yeah, that's awesome. And the
okay,
last
well,
question?
You know, it's a little bit of healing because that. When you said it's awesome, it didn't sound that awesome. So we're going to connect you with Auntie Barbara.
No, it's awesome.
And we're going to do a little healing and really make it sound the way it's supposed to sound, okay?
Well, one more quick question. I do believe
it. Go ahead.
I do believe. The roommate's leaving the end of this week, I think. and, you know, I feel good about it, but also a little scary financially. But based on all you said, it sounds like everything's going to be just fine. And I just want to confirm that, you know, financially be cool.
I'm getting, well, Ginger's saying yes, as long as you listen to your heart, Helena.
Okay.
And whatever it is you're desiring, because if you listen to the logical mind, it's going to take a while, like a while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart is going to lead you. And she's saying, Mom, she really needs some healing because she's saying, Helena, you've got a lot going on up in that mind. Whoa.
Yes.
You've got
yes.
to stop. You've got to focus your energy where it needs to be. You've got to take a little bit more time. You've got to decide on, first of all, what is most important. And then you've got to, you know, you've sort of got to put the other stuff behind it, okay?
Right.
Because she's saying, Helena, what you're doing is you're getting yourself so overwhelmed that you're not able to really get things in order the way they're supposed to be.
Hmm. All right.
Okay. You're sort
righty.
Of trying to get your, trying to force yourself a little bit too fast. And she's saying, it's sort of like you're running. And she's saying, oh, my gosh, Helena, slow down. You're coming to a corner. And Helena's going straight. And the road is like, it's like veering to the right. And Helena, it's sort of like, if you don't go like with the flow and go to the right, you're gonna fall off the corner, she's saying, okay? So she wants you to stay on track and be a little bit less resistant. And try to go with the flow a little bit more, and the more that you go with the flow, the faster you're going to get things done, okay?
Okay. All right. I thought I kind
so
of
you
was,
do
honestly. I'm doing a lot. But,
okay, well, she's saying you need a little bit of like a realignment there, and you've got the energy, you've got the fire. She's saying, but you just need a little help from Auntie Barbara because this is your time, okay?
Okay.
And life is moving in the direction that you want it to go, but you've got to make sure that you're not trying to force things. And with that being said, I have to turn you over now to Auntie Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you, Ginger. Funny.
Okay. So we are going to do some Dear Innate statements.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Innate, I release the need to think everything to death.
Yeah, dear Innate, I release the need to think everything to death.
Dear Innate, I release the need to have my brain rule my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to have my brain rule my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to make up excuses for everything that happens.
Dear Innate, I release the need to make up excuses for everything that happens.
Gear and eight, I release the need to analyze and overanalyze and superanalyze everything I've ever done.
Dear Nate, I release the need to analyze, overanalyze, and superanalyze the need to overanalyze, superanalyze every single thing I've ever done.
Dear Nate, I let go of that pattern of being.
Dear Nate, I let go of that pattern of being.
Dear Nate, I know that I can trust my intuition.
Dear Nate, I know that I can trust my intuition.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to go within to get the answers.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to go within to get the answers.
Dear Nate, I bring my power back to me.
Dear Nate, I bring my power back to me.
Dear Nate, psychics no longer have power over me.
Dear Nate, psychics no longer have power over me.
Dear Nate, I choose to follow my heart.
Dear Nate, I choose to follow my heart.
Dear Nate, I choose to do the work of letting go.
To do the work of letting go.
Dear Nate, I choose to rewrite my history.
Dear Nate, I choose to rewrite my history.
Dear Nate, I know that I can do this.
Dear Nate, I know that I can do this.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to do this.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to do this.
Dear Nate, even though I may not know how, I give myself permission to move forward in my life.
Dear Nate, even though I may not know how, I give myself permission to move forward in my life.
Dear Nate, I am letting go.
Dear Nate, I am letting go.
And take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I can't believe you got the yearly reading.
That's so funny. That is so, that thank really you, is. GC. Yeah. No, but I swear, I just knew it when she, the first time GC said it, I was like, okay, mushrooms and then.
Well, that had to be Ginger helping you out there, holding the
energy. Oh, don't get down on Ginger.
He loves you, so she had a, he was with you, yeah, I know.
No, I don't know. I didn't hear any doggies. thank you, guys.
You are welcome. Now, since you keep yawning, get some sleep.
Helena.
Yeah.
I'll get as soon as I can, hon, okay?
Say what?
I said I will send you the reading as soon as I can.
Oh, no, yeah, no worries, no rush. It's all good. I mean, thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome very much. Have a very wonderful evening, and I'm going to tell Ginger to knock it off. I saw, like, whispered into your ear, honest to goodness.
Give her a hug for me. Okay. See ya.
Okay.
Night.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 973. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Christine. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Christine?
Good. I'm a major DC follower. Oh, my God. She's my first post every morning when I wake up on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
Well, wonderful.
Awesome.
I know. I love looking at your posts and Jackson. He's an adorable little boy.
Oh, my grandson Jackson,
with two grandchildren, and I love my kids. Love my kids.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I'm just looking for any kind of angel messages that you hear for me or see for me.
Okay, great. Okay, let's see what the angels have for you, Christine. Let's see. The first thing that I'm getting, there's a knock at the door, and my dog Ginger is saying, girlfriend, are you listening? Because opportunity is going to be knocking at your door, okay? I don't know if you've been waiting for new opportunities, but they're coming, okay?
Yes, I have been. So yes.
Okay, and my dog Ginger's saying, you know, you should really be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Thank you.
And be ready to go forward with these beautiful opportunities. What is it that you do creatively, Christine?
Oh my gosh, you see so many different things. I can't even really describe it. I actually deal a lot with people and work, and I kind of organize a lot it's a really big picture. It's hard to describe it really quickly, but I've been doing this for my whole life, crazy.
Yeah. Just allow your divine team to guide you to where you need to be, okay? The first thing I'm seeing, I don't know if you connect with children, but they really love your energy.
Yeah, I have two grandchildren who I love to death, yes. And
okay,
my best friend's children, so.
Beautiful.
I'm the
beautiful,
caregiver
beautiful.
For a lot of people. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a big job when you say that I'm a caregiver to a lot of people. That comes with a lot of stress as well.
It does. It does.
I mean, you're not afraid to face things head on. I see that. And you have a lot of patience. And I just see that, you know, you're very compassionate, you're very determined. And, you know, when life throws you like a curveball, you really, you know, you don't stay down, you come back, you know. So you have the ability to just, you know, get up and go again. You have the ability to really rise above your problems.
Yeah, I do. I try.
You do, and you do it very quickly as well. Okay. So what are the angels showing me here? Okay. Let's see. Okay, are you taking time, though, to really, like, you know, to take care of yourself as well? Because if you don't take care of you, you know, Christine, it's hard to take care of others.
Yeah, I try to. I actually have just a lot going on right now, so I'm kind of, I try to take the downtime that I need to take in between everything that I've got going on. So I do try to do that.
Okay, because I'm feeling like there may be something presently like going on in your life, and it may be like something that you haven't resolved as of yet. Something that may actually, you know, have to be helped with some divine guidance.
Yeah, I think that's more in my relationship issues with a couple men in my life. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do see, you know, like there are, you know, relationships that, you know, that are in need of a little healing. Okay? Okay. And to really help the situation, what we're going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Okay?
And you're open to a beautiful thing. Okay? And know, Christine, that you are loved. Okay? You are loved. You are supported. You are protected, okay?
Thank you, DC.
And so there may have been times that you felt like you missed opportunities, okay? You may think about things that maybe you would have liked to have done differently. There's some pain that you're holding on to, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to help to, you know, get rid of anything that no longer serves you, anything that is stopping you from going forward. And really trying to get rid of, like, all your old beliefs and things so that you can get ready for this brand-new chapter of your life that's waiting for you. Are you ready for that?
Yes, I am, very much so. Thank you.
Beautiful. Barbara?
Okay, Christine, here we go. Just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the need to put others before myself.
Dear innate, I release to put others before myself.
The need to put others before myself.
The need to put others before myself.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have value.
Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve to be treated with love and respect.
Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve to be treated with love and respect.
Dear Nate, I love and respect myself.
Dear Nate, I love and respect myself.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to myself.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to myself.
Dear Nate, I no longer need to solve other people's problems.
Dear Nate, I no longer need to solve everyone else's problems.
Dear Nate, I no longer need to take care of everyone else.
Dear Nate, I no longer need to take care of everyone else.
Dear Nate, my focus is now me.
Dear Nate, my focus is now me.
Dear Nate, I give others permission to be as they are being.
Dear Nate, I give others permission to be as they are being.
Dear Nate, I am not here to save the world.
Dear Nate, I'm not here to save the world.
Dear Nate, I listen to my own heart.
Dear Nate, I listen to my own heart.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to create a wonderful life for myself.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to create a wonderful life for myself.
Dear Nate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear Nate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear Nate, I am ready to change.
Dear Nate, I am ready to change.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Extremely powerful for me, but very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it's time for you to let go the way you used to be. That's not who you are anymore.
Yeah.
It's not who you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate that.
You are welcome. And let us know how it goes.
I will. I will. Keep in touch. I'll keep in touch. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay. Well, we have gotten to all of our callers, and we still have 6 minutes left. So is there anything you wanted to say?
Well, Barbara, I posted a mushroom and onion recipe on my Facebook page because Laura said to me she just, you know, didn't think mushrooms and onions together. But I put out there a beautiful recipe. So if anyone is interested, mushrooms and onions do taste delicious together.
Yes, they do.
See that, Mom?
They're wonderful.
Yes, they are. Well,
I even have people
you know
who swear they don't like onions to eat
it. You know, we've changed our time a little bit, and I think it actually worked out pretty good.
I think it did, too.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to stick with this for a while and see what happens.
Okay. Well, I'm open to whatever time we are guided to, so that's fine with me.
Okay. Well, thank you for everything. And if you haven't gotten enough of Love and Amazing Grace, you could always catch us on Tuesday and Thursday mornings with Morning with Jesus. And it's 10 a.m. Eastern my time. And Barbara, is it 9 o'clock your time in the morning?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Because people have been asking, you know, well, what time can I catch you guys? Well, you know, we're here on Sundays, but if you can't get enough of us, there's 2 more days of the week that, you know, that you can really connect and call in. So Tuesday and Thursday mornings as well. And I thank you, Barbara.
Yes.
Have a great night, everyone.
Yes, have a wonderful night and a wonderful week, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.